Hello, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Chandler-Monet, and welcome to the show. I'm so excited for today's guest, Kaden Harris, who is an 11-year-old entrepreneur, author, and speaker. I'm just so excited to have him on. So hello, Kaden.
Hi, Sydney.
How are you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Of course, once my mom told me about you and everything that you were doing with financial literacy at 11 years old, I was like, I have to have him on immediately to just teach my listeners about that. And me, myself, I would love to know, and, you know, figuring out how to be financially stable and things like that. And I think that is so impressive at such a young age. That's something that you wanted to get into. So kudos to you, Kaden.
Thank you so much.
Kaden Harris is an award-winning 11-year-old CEO, author, speaker, and money teacher. He specializes in equipping kids with the financial tools so that they can earn, save, budget, and grasp money rules. His business is unique because it's for kids by a kid. His financial literacy course, books, flashcards, and other products that help kids with financial principles early in life. Kaden's goal is to reach 5,000 people through his products and workshops. His business has been featured on Fox 5, NBC, Black Enterprise, and several other publications. If you guys aren't as impressed as I am, there must be something wrong. I'm so proud of you, Kaden, with everything that you've accomplished so far. And let's just get straight on into it. So when did you first learn about financial literacy? You know, me being almost 17, I didn't really learn about it until maybe earlier this year, around a year ago. And you are much younger than I am. So I would want to know, like, when did you first get into that?
First learned about financial literacy when I was 7 years old, because I would go to business meetings with my dad and I would see that they were always talking about financial literacy. And at that point, I didn't understand what financial literacy was. So I took it upon myself to learn about financial literacy and teach it to kids in a way that they could understand throughout my products.
That's amazing. And I'm so glad that you took that upon yourself to do that and, you know, wanting to teach it to kids in a way that they would understand it. So you mentioned how you have like a book and how you teach kids with flashcards and things like that. So how do you make it fun for them?
The way that I make it fun for kids is I make all of my products have something fun and interactive. Like, for example, one of my products are a financial puzzle that has different questions that can teach kids about financial literacy. And with my financial flashcards, they can teach you, you can have a game with them where you have to try to guess all of the words and get the definition right.
Wow, that is so like thoughtful and like really a part of like the learning process, because me, I'm kind of a visual learner. And, you know, I think for especially younger kids, that would be helpful for them to understand as well, because financial literacy can get a bit complicated sometimes. And, you know, why don't you explain to my listeners or anyone out there who may not know, like, what exactly is financial literacy? We all know it's about money and things like that, but what about it makes it, you know, financial literacy?
Financial literacy is simply knowing how money works, how to earn money, how to budget it, how to invest it in order to grow it. These are the things I teach in my workshop so that kids can learn about financial literacy and they can know everything that they need to know about money by the time they're my age or maybe even younger.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is really important. And so I would like to know, why do you think that it's important that kids at such a young age know what financial literacy is? And, you know, like I said, I'm a little older than you are, and I didn't learn about what it was until around a year ago. So why do you think it is important that kids have to learn about it at a younger age?
That they should learn about it at a younger age, because then they can learn more about it and know a lot about it. And by the time they're adults, they can have been millionaires and billionaires, and we can have better cities and so much more.
I've definitely heard that before. So you also purchased a 54-seat bus at 11 years old to go around and teach these kids about financial literacy. So what gave you the idea to do that? Like, I know some people like to build their own facilities or own buildings or things like that. And, you know, what made you want to go with a bus?
I would say the thing that made me want to create my bus was that I wanted to teach kids about financial literacy more in a more impactful way and be able to go around to more places and teach them about financial literacy in interactive ways. For example, on the bus, in one section, I'll have my grocery store that'll teach kids how to have a family budget. So, for example, they would have a $20 budget, and they would have to budget a meal for, they would have to budget a family meal, and in my mock bank, they would get to learn how to deposit and withdraw money and even write checks.
So along with having your own like financial literacy teaching business, you decided to buy a 54-passenger bus, which I have never heard of before, of an 11-year-old being able to do something like that. But what do you do, and like why were you able to obtain this bus, and why a bus instead of like, you know, buildings, another type of building or like some type of facility to like teach these classes? Like, why did you decide to go with a bus?
The reason I decided to go with the bus is because if I had a regular building or facility, the schools would always have to make a field trip there. But instead, I could come to them with my bus and have still the same things that I would have in the facility. And the reason I decided to create the bus was so that kids could learn more about financial literacy in a more fun and interactive way. For example, one section in the bus will have about grocery store that'll teach kids how to have a family budget. And it'll teach them, for example, it'll have in the grocery store, they'll have a $20 budget, and they'll have to budget a family meal for themselves. They'll have to budget a family meal. And then another section, I would have a mock bank where they could, where they could learn how to deposit and withdraw money, and they could also learn how to write a check.
Wow, that's some things that I needed when I was your age, you know, learning how to do stuff like that. I think that is so cool that you know how to do that, and, you know, depositing and checking checks and things like that. And, you know, I used to have, or I still have it, my nonprofit organization, Live Your Future Educated Life, which was the book club that I was having. And I also wanted to have a bus, which is really funny. And for the same reasons I wanted to go around and teach kids, like, you know, reading is cool. It would be like my own kind of mobile library where I would go to different areas and bring kids on and give them the opportunity to either grab their own books or just give them a place to read and like have like a nice little sanctuary for it. And, you know, I think that is really important that kids know that. And I really think that it's great that you decided to go that same route and, you know, put it on a bus, because I think that is so interesting and really impressive.
Thank you so much.
We will be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hey, Hey, this is Sydney Trelawney, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Caden Harris, and we're talking about his business with teaching kids about financial literacy and how they can learn how to be stable financially and how he's been able to obtain a bus to do so, which I think is so cool. So let's keep going on with this. So how can my listeners support you in this venture? How are you looking for sponsorships? Are you looking for people to share more of your information? How are you going about that?
Listeners, if you want to support me and my mission, you can purchase my products, donate to my bus fund on GoFundMe, or if you're interested in a corporate sponsorship, email me at cadenteaches@gmail.com. And you can also go to my social medias, cadenteaches, and my website, cadenteaches.com.
You guys, Caden is probably the cutest person I've ever seen. I'm so proud of you. And make sure you guys go follow him and make sure you can do what you can to support him. I think this is something that can grow into something even bigger than what it is right now. So go follow him on all his socials and his websites and everything like that. Also, since you started this at 7, I also heard that you published a book at 8. What was the name of that book and what did it talk about?
The name of my book is titled I'm Not Going to Argue With You, which was about a negative person who I came about when one day I was at school and a career lady came to our school and she asked everyone what career did they want to have when they grew up. And I said that I wanted to continue being a speaker, author, and CEO. And she said, that's not a real career. And I said, yes, it is. And she said, no, it's not. And I'm not going to argue with you. She asked the boy next to me after that, what did he want to do when he grew up? And he said that he wanted to be a rapper. And she thought that that was the best idea. And 1 week after that, I went to a speaking pitch competition and I won $25,000 from speaking.
I wish you guys could see my face right now. What on earth? That is such an amazing story about how, wow, what a comeback, about how the career lady wasn't giving you the inspiration and the support you needed to have that kind of career. I can name a million people that do exactly that with financial literacy and going around and teaching them how to do that. And I can totally see you doing that in your future as well. So I'm really sorry that she wasn't able to support you in that way and didn't really see your vision, because look where it's brought you. In that following week, you won $25,000, which really showed her, you know? So I'm so proud of you that you're able to do that.
Thank you.
So being so young and running your own business, I know, like, when it comes to that, there are some challenges that follow up with that. So what is probably the biggest challenge you've had when you were starting your business?
I would say the biggest challenge I've had with my business was one of my products not selling, and that was my budgeting kit, which I had, which no one really bought some of my events, and not many people bought it on my website. And what I did with that is that I bundled it with my financial toolbox, where I was still putting them out and still selling them pretty much.
That is such a smart idea and a tactic that I think a lot of business owners can follow up on. And, you know, like, instead of just getting rid of that product completely, find a way to integrate it into all the other products that you're selling that may be doing well. So I think that is a really smart business idea. And there's definitely some things that I can learn from you from that as well.
Thank you.
So who is your biggest inspiration today? Who inspires Caden Harris to be who he is?
I would say the person that inspires me the most is actually my dad, because he has written over 30 books and I've seen him grow many companies, and he's actually the one who taught me about financial literacy and taught me how to run my own business. So he's definitely been my biggest inspiration. And some of the other things that have helped me out are my mentors, such as Dr. George C. Fraser and many more.
Oh, that is so sweet that your dad has been able to be that kind of role model for you and teach you how to run your own business at such a young age, and being able to make it like a part of your life and make it something that you love to do. And I'm so happy that he is that person for you. And look how far you've come because of that. And, you know, writing 30 books and, you know, helping people develop their own businesses, it takes a lot of work to do. And the way that he's teaching you, I think, is an amazing thing. So give your dad a pat on the back for me. So you said that you wanted to do this in your future. And, you know, would you think you would still go the bus route, or would you want to actually build your own facility and have the bus at the same time and be able to establish it and grow your business that way? Do you think that is something that you would want to see in your future?
I would like to buy and create and remodel multiple other buses and have them going all over the country. And while I have that, I could have different facilities where I could be teaching about financial literacy.
I can't wait to see that.
I can't wait either.
So you mentioned your toolbox that you've been selling on your website and on social media and things like that. Why don't you share with my listeners what you sell inside of this?
This is the financial toolbox, and in the financial toolbox, it comes with my financial flashcards here that has the word and the definition on the front of the card here. For example, this one is liability, and that one is things that takes money out of your pocket. And one of my other products I have in there is my book titled Kaden's Rich Kid Guide, that teaches kids tips to earn 10K under 10 years old. I have my book titled I'm Not Going to Argue With You, which teaches you how to deal with the negative people in life. My puzzle in here, which teaches kids different fun financial activities. And lastly, my activity book, Kaden's Financial Portfolio, which it has some different financial activities inside that teaches kids things such as writing checks and multiple and a lot more.
Oh my goodness. That is just like a fun box to have a million things in there, teaching kids how to get into it and get engaged with, you know, what financial literacy is, because, you know, sometimes sitting in the classroom and having someone talk to you about it can get a little bit tiring. But the way you have your interacting and your interactive games, like puzzles and things like that, and your flashcards, I think this is a way that will get them more interested in it. And I'm so proud that you're able to come up with those ideas and really get these kids into what financial literacy is and teach them about it.
Thank you.
So do you have any events coming up that you would like to share with my listeners about how we can support you?
Well, some of the things I have that I'm creating, I have my financial bus, of course, which I'm in the process of renovating and looking for some sponsors. I'm in the process of creating my puzzles to put in my financial toolbox. And one thing that I'm also working on is my new book, where it will have different tips from millionaires.
That all sounds so exciting. And again, you just have like a jam-packed life at such a young age and just going on and just like rocking it out. So I couldn't be prouder of you and, you know, everything that you're doing. And, you know, again, I'm just so impressed with all the work that you've done, and I can't wait to see where you end up. But before you go, I like to play this fun game called rapid fire questions. They're not always rapid fire, but you know, I just like to call them that because it just makes it more fun. So, okay, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is your favorite color?
Blue.
What is your favorite movie?
Oh, my favorite movie is, I'm gonna say Black Panther.
Wakanda Forever. And a couple more. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
I would say it would be teleportation because it could save so much time and you can go wherever you want, whenever you want.
I agree. And lastly, what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
My favorite ice cream is butter pecan.
That's my grandma's favorite too. You guys are twins. And one more time before you go, share with my listeners how they can reach and follow you on all your socials and websites.
You can follow me on my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all at Kaden Teaches. I mean, you can go to my website, KadenTeaches.com, and purchase my products.
Fantastic. Again, thank you so much, Kaden, for joining me today. And thank you to my listeners for joining me as well. And this is perfect timing.